All the nerves, none of the human.
Something in hockey today.
All right, time to dig into some Avalanche preseason action. I know you're all hungry for the latest, but today we're going beyond the scores.
Exactly. Wins and losses matter, sure. But right now, it's about spotting those trends, those hidden gems that'll really tell the story once we hit the regular season.
Right on. So let's start with that Vegas game, October 1st. A 6-1 loss to the Golden Knights. Definitely not the playoff rematch we were hoping for.
No, not ideal. But remember, preseason's all about experimenting, trying new things. And one area where the Avs actually showed some real spark, their power play.
Oh, yeah, beyond just in Ala's goal. Although, gotta say, scoring on the power play against Vegas always feels good, even in preseason.
For sure. But it wasn't just about the goal itself. It was the movement, the puck control they displayed. MacKinnon was threading some seriously nice passes. They were winning faceoffs, creating those high-danger chances we know they're capable of. That's what we're looking for, those flashes of brilliance that could be game changers down the line.
Now, that's what I call finding the silver lining. And speaking of preseason shakeups, some familiar names got sent down to the Eagles this week.
Yeah, some tough decisions had to be made. But one name that stuck on that main roster, Ivan, signed back in March, and he's really making a case for himself.
Ivan, now that's a name I want to hear more about. When they signed him, his story was incredible.
It's like something out of a hockey movie. Picture this. You're a kid in Czechia, growing up thousands of miles away from the NHL. But you're glued to the TV, maybe playing NHL 99 on your PlayStation, and there's this team, the Colorado Avalanche, that completely captivates you. That was Ivan.
Hold on, seriously. A kid in Czechia, growing up an Avs fan? Okay, I need to hear more about this. What drew him to the team? Any idea?
Well, from what I gather, he used to play NHL 99 with his dad all the time, and the Avs were their go-to team. Just fell in love with their style, I guess. And get this, his favorite player, Joe Sakic.
What? Talk about fate. This kid grows up idolizing Sakic, playing as the Avs, and now he's got a shot at wearing that same jersey for real. That's wild.
Wild is an understatement. And it's not just a feel-good story either. Coach Bednar has been seriously impressed with Ivan's performance in training camp, said he's playing with a new level of confidence, and his game has taken a noticeable step forward from last year. That's high praise coming from Bednar. He doesn't just hand that out to anyone.
So he's got the skills to back up the fairy tale. I love it. But hey, it's not all about what happens on the ice, right? The Avs have been making some noise off the ice as well.
Definitely. They're going all out for Hispanic Heritage Month this year, and they're doing it in a way that's both creative and meaningful.
Yeah, that collaboration with the artists for that special jersey, stunning. I saw pictures online. It's seriously eye-catching.
It's more than just eye-catching, trust me. They partnered with Cristina Del Hoyo, a Spanish artist based right here in Denver. Her work has been featured internationally, and she brought that same level of artistry, that same depth of meaning to this jersey.
Okay, so we've got internationally renowned artist Cristina Del Hoyo designing a jersey for our Colorado Avalanche. I'm intrigued. Tell me more about this design.
Yeah, it's more than just some flashy jersey. It's a statement. Del Hoyo created a visual tribute to the Hispanic community, and there are layers of symbolism here. The first thing you notice is that color palette. It's striking.
Oh, for sure. Bold, vibrant, that pops, unlike their usual jerseys, yeah.
Right. That was the whole point. Del Hoyo used a huge range of colors on purpose to represent the tons of different histories and cultural influences that make up the Hispanic, Latinx, and Chicano communities, celebrating that individuality, but also that shared heritage that brings everyone together. She even described it as a mosaic, which I thought was really powerful.
I can totally see that. All these distinct voices, but they come together to make something even greater. Super cool. And what about that sun image on the back? Any meaning there?
That sun is all about connection to the earth, to nature, to heritage. And it fits so well with Del Hoyo's own style, which often explores those themes of identity and belonging. A bit subtle, but it adds this whole other layer to the design, you know?
Yeah, totally. And she even said, I believe our differences make us stronger, enriching our communities and nurturing mutual understanding as we proudly celebrate our traditions with radiant enthusiasm.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's all about embracing diversity on and off the ice. Really cool to see the Avs using their platform to showcase Del Hoyo's work and celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month in such a genuine way.
Couldn't agree more. But hey, we can't get too lost in the artistry here. We still got to tap into some expert analysis on those preseason games.
Right. Let's not forget the DNVR Avalanche podcast, the go-to for Avs fans in the know. They recently had defenseman Calvin DeHaan on, and he dropped some serious knowledge.
DeHaan, he's the new guy on the blue line this year, right? Bringing that veteran experience.
Yep, that's him. DeHaan's been around the league a while now, seen it all, played under different coaches, different systems, the whole nine yards. And in this podcast, he talks about joining the Avs, what his impressions of the team are so far, even shared some insights from his career that I think are super relevant to where the Avs are right now.
Okay, you've got me hooked. What kind of insights are we talking about here? Anything that's stood out, spilled the beans? What kind of insider info did DeHaan drop on us?
So one thing that really stuck with me was his take on defensive zone coverage. You know, that's always been a bit of an
Achilles heel for the Avs. Yeah, I'd say so.
Right. You've got this high powered offense. Everyone's focused on scoring. And sometimes that defensive intensity, it just
wanes a bit.
Exactly. And it seems like that's something DeHaan's already noticed and is working on. He mentioned a drill they've been running in practice specifically to improve those quick transitions back on defense, tighten up the coverage, you know.
Interesting, because we've seen it, right? Those moments where the Avs are just on fire offensively, but then
one little breakdown.
One missed assignment, one slow reaction, and suddenly the puck's in the back of our net.
Exactly. And with DeHaan's leadership, his experience, I think he could be huge in shoring up that defensive game, especially when we get to the playoffs.
Absolutely. Sounds like those insights alone are worth checking out the full DNVR episode. We'll make sure to link that in the show notes for anyone who wants to hear DeHaan's perspective.
Definitely worth a listen. Now, before we wrap things up, remember we were talking about Ivan, right? His journey to the Avs.
Oh, yeah. Czechia to Colorado. Now, that's a hockey dream if I've ever heard one.
It really is. And it got me thinking, you know, what other hidden talents are waiting to be discovered?
Oh, I like where you're going with this.
Right. The Avs have this knack for finding these diamonds in the rough, especially from Europe.
For sure.
So who else is on the verge of a breakout season? Who's going to exceed expectations and become the next fan favorite?
Now those are the questions, right? That's what makes following this team so exciting. Those unexpected storylines, those breakout performances. You just never know who's going to seize the moment.
That's exactly it. So there you have it. A look beyond those preseason scores. A peek behind the curtain at the stories that might just define the Avalanche season.
And that's a wrap on our Avalanche deep dive. Until next time, keep your sticks on the ice. Go, you want my body, want my buck, you dove.